George and Jamie Oyebode from Solstice Collective, it's lovely to meet you. So tell us, first of all, George, who are the Solstice Collective? Or who? What is the Solstice Collective?
Yeah, who are, what is? So the Solstice Collective is a creative engagement company, which Jamie and I founded back in 2017. So for 5 years now, we've been running several different arms of this creative engagement company, and our flagship event being Solstice Festival, which we put on our first one in 2018, and exciting to be entering our fourth edition of that. But also Solstice Creative, an online platform inspired in the summer of the Black Lives Matter movement and the activism over that summer. We thought it would be great to release pieces, do some interviews with different people. And then also a third arm, which runs events in London and celebrates young musicians coming from the electronic music scene. So several different arms, lots of exciting things going on, and more to come in the future.
Oh, that's marvellous. James, you know, your brothers, you know, you say that you're inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement, but what gave you the inspiration to go away then and think, okay, so we're going to do this?
I think, the festival was the first evolution of Solstice, right? So before the Solstice Collective, we just existed the Solstice Festival. And Solstice Festival started because we decided that we felt the need to raise money and awareness for two charities that are very, very important to us. 2017, we decided to embark on this slightly bonkers plan to put on a music festival to raise money and awareness for these two charities. And we said to ourselves, look, best case scenario, we hit our ticket sales number, it's a great day, and we can try and do it again. And worst case scenario, it rains all weekend, and, you know, 50 of our friends come along and we just have a bit of a party in the field, and we can walk away and say, look, we've raised some money and awareness for charities, but probably not for us. Fortunately or unfortunately, how you see it. And each year has got better and better. And we are now caught in this very unfortunate cycle of wanting to keep going and better every year. 2020, as George said, was the year that I think we decided to move away from a slightly tongue-in-cheek event for friends and friends of friends to something a little bit more professional. We wanted to give ourselves a voice all year round, which is why we started the online platform. And we decided that we had an opportunity to use the brand for something a little bit bigger and really try and drive positive change in the society that we live in. So that's where we are now in 2022.
So, okay, we'll talk about the festival in a moment, but I'm really interested in the collective itself. So aside from the festival, so you started with a festival, what else developed?
So I think the first thing that came was the creative platform in 2020. And for us, as George alluded to, George Floyd's death at a time when the world was in a lot of turmoil anyway, we were all confined to houses, had a particularly profound effect on us. We are both half Nigerian. Our dad was born in Nigeria and came here in his late 20s. And I think for the first time in what seemed a very, very long time, we were very conscious of our skin colour. And we felt that we could use our platform to give an opinion out there, put a voice out there, and contribute to the narrative and the conversation that was going on. We're always conscious at Solstice that a lot of what we do is based in, I always say, action-oriented change. We don't want to just talk, we want to walk as well. But it is important to make sure your thinking gives your view some grounding. And that's what the online platform does to us. And then, George, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about our sort of latest arm as well?
Yeah, so in April of this year, we extended the sort of events offering that started with the festival, with the yearly event, to putting on some more events throughout the year. And our official debut event in London was really exciting. And we were also very kind of honoured from the support that we got from our attendees and artists. And we were also raising money for Doctors Without Borders. So particularly poignant in the light of the Russia-Ukraine war. We were fortunate enough to raise hundreds of pounds and further hundreds of pounds in supplies that were sent straight off to Ukraine. Again, using events to raise awareness and inspire action, even if it's bringing, you know, a shampoo bottle to a night out. We kind of liked that quite different angle to something. People weren't just going out clubbing, they're actually going to bring supplies or donate money on the door, as well as, you know, us wanting to put on a fantastic time for them. And that all stems from the festival since 2017, 2018, and wanting to like build that idea of bringing people together for purpose, creating a community a strong, tight-knit community of people there, and ultimately people leaving, having formed connections with new people or strengthening connections with the friends they turned up with this idea of family. And that's like our three key values in what we do. It's always purpose, community, and family at the Solstice Collective.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a valuable and worthwhile thing that you're doing, guys. You're London-based. Why have the festival in Tunbridge Wells?
It's a really good question. When we started the festival, we were both living at home. And we wanted to find somewhere that was close to home because it was just easy to drive stuff over. And just as we've got bigger and bigger, we've needed to find sites that are more appropriate for our size. And this is what we hope is our new permanent home for a few years. Moving to Tunbridge Wells was a really important thing for us for a number of reasons. Firstly, the new site has a lot of licenses in place that will allow us to grow this in a far more formal and practical way. The second thing is actually attaching ourselves to a town where we feel has a really strong cultural heritage. And Tunbridge Wells was really, really important for that reason. I mean, some fantastic bands have come out of Tunbridge Wells. There's a really cool indie rock band on the rise at the moment called Sports Team, who, you know, have come very recently out of Tunbridge Wells. The venue, the Forum, has sort of been home to a huge number of brilliant bands. And so we felt there was a real opportunity to jump and kind of use that fantastic cultural heritage that Tunbridge Wells has got, clearly all of the values that we align with as well, in trying to give these artists a bit of a platform locally and make it a bit of a thing for the local community. So lots of different overlapping reasons, but I think certainly we feel now we're at a home that gives us real good growth potential in a really, really special place.
Excellent. So George, let's talk more about the festival then. We need to find out all about it. It's happening in September, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us all about it. Why should we come to the festival?
The festival for us is an incredibly important event. And the reason we call it our flagship event is it's a very important yearly celebration for us. And whether that be the two charities we support being very dear to our hearts, or the values that we want to promote through the festival through, you know, showcasing a diverse lineup that's representative of the kind of diverse talent across the UK, whether that be background, identity, or even music genre. It's just a fantastic event. We're absolutely confident that the artists we're showcasing now are some of the best talent that the UK has to show. And we hope that, you know, by providing the stage and the crowd and the atmosphere, which we think is a really special one at Solstice, you know, in a few years, these artists are going to be pushing on and probably be household names. And that's a massively important thing for us to be championing that grassroots talent. But it goes beyond that with the festival. It's not just, you know, the artists, it's the whole experience and what people are doing. We're incredibly grateful to have had representatives from the Aran Alliance Young Minds come down to the festival. Every year they deliver a speech on stage. They have a small stall. And their presence throughout the festival is, you know, absolutely vital to why we do this. The causes we support will always be central to our festival. It kind of makes it that even more special day. And then even more so, whether that be the food and drinks offering, we're incredibly excited to be having a new, all brand new bar this year, showcasing spirits and drinks all sourced from sub-Saharan Africa. And that will provide a little twist. It's time to be championing these outputs from such a strong continent that really needs to be celebrated and cherished around the world. You know, we've got food vans with amazing offerings from whether that be Brazilian or Mexican or, you know, even Nigerian food, which is a little personal touch for Jamie and I, you know, very important to be showcasing that food from where we're from too. So, yeah, I mean, first weekend of September, there's a whole range of music going on, whether that be our DJ stage, which offers some of the best electronic music, whether you like disco or house or garage, all those different music genres will be on show. We've also got our live stage, our main one, some brilliant bands and amazing individual singers, whether that be our other female headliner, Tamzin, performing across some of the major festivals this summer, or our all-female jazz and disco collective all-day breakfast cafe, again, performing at some of the major festivals this summer. We can't wait to bring that to Tunbridge Wells in the local area.
That's amazing. Jamie, how many stages are there at the festival?
So we've got two stages. As George said, we've got kind of our main stage, which is home to all of our live music. And then we've got our dance stage, which is nestled away in the woods of our site, which is usually where a lot of the dancing will take place. And it's a super, super fun stage. Both are fantastic and kind of have their own really special vibe. But, you know, some of it is sort of really being able to sit back in your armchair and enjoy the music. Some of it is singing out your belters that you know. And some of it is listening to some really cool new DJ music that people are trying out for the first time. And then I think we're hoping this year as well to open a small sort of speaker stage where we have people come in and give a few talks. There'll be some stalls selling some merchandise as well. And that will be a kind of place to really meet other people at the festival, almost engage with the community of Solstice.
So it sounds amazing. So it's happening in September. Is it a 2-day festival?
Yeah,
it's a 2-day festival.
Yeah, so doors opening on Friday, 4 p.m. for the first time. And we're really excited to have that extra night. We think it will give people, you know, longer to be in the Solstice, the special Solstice environment for the weekend. Music will then, you know, go on until the early hours of the morning on Saturday. Hopefully people then get a few hours sleep before the live music is back on show at midday on Saturday, the 3rd of September. Music will then play on both stages throughout that whole day and evening, all the way through to the early hours of Sunday morning. And then the campers, hopefully not too knackered, can wake up and go back on that Sunday, hopefully getting, you know, back ready for work on the Monday. But yeah, that first week of September, it's going to be a great one.
It kicks off on the 2nd of September. There's camping for the whole weekend. And is that on the site?
The campsite is on site. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful spot. Just those campers that have managed to get there first will be able to pitch their tents up around the beautiful lake, really near the stages, right in the, you know, the mixer of the whole site. And it's a beautiful spot, really.
And tell us where the site is.
So the site is it's called Colebrook Park. It's about just under 10 minutes from the centre of Tunbridge Wells and also about 8 minutes from Tunbridge.
The music's going to go on till the wee small hours. What are the restrictions on noise and times and whatever? I'm sure they're pretty strict, I would imagine, on what you can actually do. Well, is that not the case?
No, absolutely. And we're, you know, we've worked with all of the local councils over the past few years since we started the festival in 2018. And it's massively important to us, just like we want to build a strong rapport with the local community who come, or the local food vendors that are providing food, or the local artists, just like that. Having a strong relationship with the council is absolutely vital to what we do, and being absolutely delighted to form positive relationships with them. And that comes into everything we do, whether that be the music levels or, you know, how we look after the land and the site. You know, it's incredibly important for us not to, you know, get these things wrong. And the growth and the kind of health of a festival is absolutely paramount to having a strong relationship with every person in the local area.
Okay, so before we talk about tickets and whatever, or maybe we should do the tickets now. I do want to talk about the charity side of what you're doing though, and who you're actually supporting, because that's really important. So let's do tickets. So where are they available? How much are they? You know, how do we do all of that?
So our tickets are available on our website. If you go to www.thesolsticecollective.org, you'll find our website, and through there you can navigate to the festival page where you'll find the ability to buy tickets. They start at £51, which is a group deal you can buy on our day tickets, which get you in on Saturday, and then you can stay overnight. And they go up to about £68 for our weekend tickets. And that will give you access from 4 p.m. And give you a few other little perks that you don't get with the day ticket. So that's where you can find them. You can stay up to date with all of our information coming out on the festival and artists to come through our mailing list, which you can join on our website, and our Instagram and Facebook pages, which are the same, The Solstice Collective. So that's your best way to just find out what we're up to and see what we're doing between now and the festival and beyond.
Okay, sounds brilliant. So charities, who are you supporting?
Our first charity is the RNLI, and it often invites the question, why the RNLI? Even the RNLI ask it. Two young festival founders supporting the RNLI. It's not like a natural connection, but for us, we've been supporting the RNLI across different charity campaigns for nearly a decade now. And that's because of kind of very close personal story for us as a family. On the 20th of July 2012, a very dear friend of mine sadly passed away in a motorboat accident. And through me being there on the boat with him at the time, the RNLI effectively saved me and our other friends' lives. And from that moment there, we're incredibly grateful for what they did. And although sadly, Charlie, our friend, did pass away, it's incredibly important to us to keep supporting them through that personal connection. And yeah, we're incredibly proud to have raised thousands of pounds over the past few years doing Solstice Festival for them and have them come speak and keep that central to what we're doing. So yeah, we're incredibly kind of privileged and honoured to be able to keep supporting them in what we do.
Brilliant.
I think, you know, that leads very poignantly into our second charity, which is Young Minds. And for those who don't know Young Minds, they specialise in supporting mental health, you know, specifically in adolescents and young people. George and I were both very cognizant of the mental health issues that can fall out of trauma as a result of what happened to George, but not necessarily something particularly as tragic and as sudden as that. Trauma can exist in many different facets for people from all different backgrounds. I was very ill as a young child around 12, and then again at 17. That had a huge effect on my childhood and led me to become part of the statistic of mental health in young people. And it's something that I've been very cognizant of as a result ever since, that having proper mental health support when I was in my teenage years, before it was really spoken about in the way that it is now, was so important for me staying on the straight and narrow and getting the best I could out of my childhood. And I don't mean the best by, you know, doing well in school or getting good grades. I mean by just being happy, having friends, and being able to still enjoy being a child. As I said, this isn't just about us. This is about everyone. And there are lots of people today who go through things just as awful as what George went through. Sometimes not even as half as awful, but are feeling the mental health effects just as badly. And we want to make sure that these children are given the opportunity to start their life properly with the right mental health support.
I'm so impressed with you two. I'm really genuinely full of admiration for what you're both doing, and well done to both of you. You deserve great success. I'm sure the festival is going to be an absolute blast, and it deserves to be really, really successful. So congratulations to both of you for all of you've done, for coming through what you've come through, or clearly from what you've just said, and to be the two fine young men I'm seeing before me today. So well done and good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing how successful the festival is in September. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. You put a lot of work and effort into it, and you deserve every success. So well done. Thanks for chatting to me today. We shall watch with interest as you progress, and hopefully you'll get a lot of support. So George and Jamie Oyebode from the Solstice Collective, thanks very much for chatting to me today. It's really good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much
for having us. It's been a pleasure to be on, Lynn.